From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Madeline Brand. In Israel, more evidence that the conflict with Palestinians is one of words as well as deeds. Israel's conservative new minister of transportation wants to remove the English and Arabic place names from new traffic signs. The Arabic and English lettering would remain, but spell out Hebrew names. The proposal has angered Arabs who say it's another attempt to erase their connection to the land. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Jerusalem.
When motorists head up the hill to Jerusalem, the large green traffic signs are in three languages: Yerushalayim in Hebrew, Jerusalem in English, and Urshalim al-Quds in Arabic. But if Transportation Minister Israel Katz has his way, all three languages will spell out the word Yerushalayim. On its website, the ministry says the changes are intended to simplify things for drivers by minimizing the number of different words that must be read. But Minister Katz, a Likud hawk, also made clear in an interview with Israel's largest newspaper that he has a political motive. If someone wants, by means of a road sign, to make Jerusalem into Palestinian Al-Quds, Katz said, that won't happen in this government, certainly not with this minister. In this much fought over and much argued over land, everything has a political dimension, from birth rates to cemeteries, and road signs are no exception.
By doing this, they want to erase the Arabic culture from the city of Jerusalem.
Khader Dibs is head of the Committee Against the Wall, a Palestinian group opposed to Israel's separation barrier in and around the West Bank, which, by the way, its supporters refuse to call a wall. Dibs says the struggle for Palestinian rights is not just a matter of defending land, but defending language, especially in a city that attracts such fierce devotion among Muslims, Jews, and Christians alike.
They want to erase a name that exists, is deep-rooted in Arab, Islamic culture, and even in our holy books and in our religious teachings.
Just outside the walls of Jerusalem's old city, the battle over names continues. In a neighborhood Israelis call the City of David, work crews dig near the entrance to an information center, which tells visitors about archaeological finds dating from the early days of the Jewish presence in the city. A nonprofit group that seeks to bring more Jews to this largely Arab neighborhood wants to build more apartments, a synagogue, and other new buildings here. But just down the street is the brand new Wadi Hillway Information Center. Activist Jawad Siam says they're defending the Arab name for this neighborhood as well as its history, although they don't deny the Jews have a history here too. Siam says Jerusalem is a complicated place, and they won't allow it to be simplified by removing Arab culture.
We will not let them change the name of the street. If you go through the street here, you will see we bought the stickers and the name of the street, and it's the real name, Wadi Hilwa.
For Israeli Jews, the road sign issue is more distant, an annoyance rather than an outrage. An unscientific sample on a recent afternoon in West Jerusalem found that those who had even heard of the plan dismissed it as political grandstanding.
I think it's a waste of money. I think I don't need that, so I don't see the point of that.
It's interesting to ask yourself why they need to change the names. Now, maybe they find themselves not sure enough.
I think it's probably some guy decided to be really patriotic, and that's how they make decisions here. It'll be changed, don't worry.
To avoid charges of wasting public funds, the minister has promised to implement the new policy only with new signs and ones that need replacing. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jerusalem.